Gracious God, we give you thanks for your word, for all that your word means to us, and that you do reign victorious. And we pray that this evening you would reign in this place and in our hearts. Amen. Well, in that last song, we sung about the battle cry. I wonder what this word battle means to you. I suppose everybody fights different battles every day. Sorts of battles within our own mind, within our own workplace, even within our own families. You may have heard the expression, choose your battles. In these visions of Zechariah, we hear of how God will and has already triumphed in the battle. I wonder what battle you might be facing at the moment. So often we think the opposition is too big in this battle. And yet the great news is, whatever the battle is, Jesus has already won the greatest victory and the most important victory. A couple of weeks ago in these visions of Zechariah, we've looked at the man among the myrtle trees and how God is at work in all those situations, even when we don't think so. Even when it doesn't appear anything is happening, God is still at work. These visions about the rebuilding of the temple. Zechariah had witnessed some difficult times. The stopping of the building of the temple. The way this affected the mood of the nation. He'd seen the general lack of effort in the rebuilding of the temple. And can you remember what I said a couple of weeks ago? What was the phrase about what Zechariah had witnessed in the building of the temple? Can anyone remember it? I used the example of a bit like how a teacher would describe a child's effort. Creeping feebleness. He'd witnessed a creeping feebleness in the rebuilding of the temple. I think I read that on a school report of mine once. A creeping feebleness in the effort. But this temple was the grand symbol of the faith. The indifference towards its rebuilding showed the indifference, the backsliding and the spiritual decline. And we come to the second of these visions experienced by Zechariah, all apparently seen in one night, early in 519 BC. The four horns and the four craftsmen. In many ways, it's very similar to what is shown in the previous vision.